For many voters around the Valley, the only question being posed to them today is whether or not they support these school funding measures. In the past, an off-year election like this one, which typically means low turnout, could have been favorable for these kinds of initiatives. That's according to Northern Arizona University education professor Nick Clement. He says people who made the effort to go to the polls when the only issue on the ballot was an education override were likely to be supporters. But Clement says vote by mail changes the landscape.
I don't think we have enough data to do those predictions now because the mail-in option is relatively new and changes your ability to predict how the voters are going to vote.
Clement says that means school districts have to make a greater effort to do voter outreach to gain support for overrides and bonds. Jude Jaffe Block, KJZZ News, Phoenix.